AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. An unidentified man who climbed over the fence on the north lawn of the White House this afternoon while the first family was inside celebrating Thanksgiving is in custody tonight. Victoria Pena, a tourist from Houston, didn't think the man standing next to her, draped in an American flag and carrying a binder, would try to get onto the White House grounds.
I didn't expect something like this to happen. I mean, with all everything that's going on around the world, I was told to, you know, be some suspicious of people, be on the tip of your toes, but I don't know, I just didn't think this kid would do it.
The holiday shopping season is officially underway. Doors have opened at major retailers across the country for the sales event formerly known as Black Friday. Joe Nelson says some items at Best Buy in Springfield, Virginia were just too good to pass up.
The TV is like $280 off of the original price, so it's a good price.
Though stores have been opening earlier and earlier over the past few years, more than a dozen major retailers like Macy's and Target have stuck to their 5 or 6 p.m. Thanksgiving openings. Dehydrated candy yams were among the food items included in Thanksgiving meals that were reconstituted and consumed today by Commander Scott Kelly and his crew aboard the International Space Station.
The candy yams, they're... ma'am, they are delicious.
Good stuff.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Oh, yeah, those candied yams and smoked turkey. The FDA thinks it has located the source of an E. coli outbreak among people who ate chicken salad from Costco, a farm in California that supplies a mix of celery and onions used in the salad, is recalling all of its products. This is AP Radio News. Have you priced skincare products lately? AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley reports a study has found a sharp uptick in prices.
According to research in the medical journal JAMA Dermatology, retail prices have surged 401% since 2009 for brand name drugs for skin conditions. That compares to an overall inflation rate of just 11% in the same time period. Prices for generic skin treatment drugs climbed 279% between 2011 and 2014. The study also found dramatic price hikes are common across the pharmaceutical industry. The analysis did not identify a reason for the higher drug costs. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
Tomorrow's the day when retailers either make it or break it, but some groups in Chicago are threatening to shut down Michigan Avenue, the city's famous shopping district, as they continue to protest the shooting of a black teenager by a white police officer. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.